segment, or am
I? It just gets me fired up for blackmail fishing.
Tony,
I think I've heard this song playing out of the Crimson Boat before.
You know,
the Hummer Hole 2 years ago. Doesn't this bring back some memories?
Okay, maybe. Potentially.
This just, God, just exudes blackmail.
You know, if you want to see a boat with a good stereo, come down to Boat Country today.
Are you going to be rocking that?
Yeah,
who
absolutely.
Who is that?
Tony Orlando and Don. And that's going to be the last appearance of Tony Orlando and Don. And the first appearance of Bob Holly of Boat Country at Dagmar's Landing. Good morning, Mr. Holly. And I just want to apologize for the behavior of my my studio compatriots today. They're one too many lattes, I think, this morning, maybe. So how are you doing this morning, Bob? There we go.
I'm doing good this morning.
That's good to hear. Tell us a little bit about what's going on today up at Boat Country from 10 to 4 this afternoon.
Here at Boat Country at Dagmar's Marina, we are going to do a demo day. We're going to have about a dozen boats, maybe a couple more sprinkled in there for demo rides for anybody who'd like to go for a ride. No obligation, no sign-up sheets, no nothing. Come on down. We don't care who you are or what you're doing or what you're up to, and we'll give you a ride in just about anything you might want to go for a ride in.
Those boats look awful nice at the boat show. Of course, a lot of people trampled through there this past week checking out all the boats, but you don't get a real good idea until you take it for a test drive. And you guys are going to have a bunch of these boats in the water there. You guys have a private ramp right there at Dagmar, so you're not going to be worried about a bunch of traffic. Guys can jump in the boat, take it for a drive. What are some of the things folks should look for when they take a boat for a test
drive,
Bob?
Great question.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, everything looks pretty at the Seattle Boat Show. They're all dolled up, sitting there on the ground, and you get in them, and everything's all good. But believe me, there's a big difference in the way a lot of boats perform. So you'll be able to get in the boat, see how they perform, see how stable they are, how quick they are to plane, how well they ride in choppy water, because there'll be quite a few boats running around.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage people to, ride before you buy. They all look pretty on the showroom floor, but believe me, they don't all perform well in the water.
And a lot of people, they're kind of unsure what to look for, because you know yourself, Bob, when you step in a new boat for the first time, I mean, there's so much to take in, from the gauges to how the boat lands. I mean, what do you specifically look for yourself when you jump into a boat? What are you kind of keying in on?
Just kind of how it feels, the depth of the boat, how comfortable you are in it. Sit behind the wheel. Can you see out the windshield? Can you see the gauges? Where my downriggers are going to go? Is that going to work? Just those little things like that. So a lot of people, it's first time in a boat. They really don't know what they're looking for. But you get in the boats in the water, you kind of get a feel for how they're going to react.
How are you going to react when I pull up to your dock? And, is it a no-wake zone right there, Bob, when I pull in there? Because apparently now I have to play Tony Orlando and Don on the stereo. So you might hear me before you see me. So
yeah, we'll probably hear you. We're a no-wake zone there, so we'll probably hear you coming. We'll be watching the big crimson there.
Oh, man.
Attaboy, Bob. Laying on him, buddy.
It's not crimson. It's red.
Welcome to the show, Bob. You're going to be around here a long time.
So come on down. As soon as I get out of here, I'm going to go and jump in Big Red and show up there at Dagmar's Marina. Boat Country, super easy to find right there in Everett, just off of I-5. Log on to the website, boatcountry.com. Bob, what's your phone number down there in case people need some personal directions?
Our phone number is 425-259-6126, and you can go to boatcountry.com and easily download a map and get driving instructions.
All right, well, we'll see you shortly down there, Bob.
Okay, we're good to go. We got a dozen boats lined up here, trucks ready to hook and go, and they'll all be in the water here shortly. We're ready to go, and I'm looking to the west, and the sun's going out. Ought to be a nice day.
Perfect.
Nice day.
Perfect. Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good day.
That's Bob Holly, boatcountry.com. Check out the website, boatcountry.com. John, we had a couple. Did we have another text blackmouth question there? Was that the?
Yeah. How do you tell the charge on your downrigger? I mean, we're talking about electrical charges and whatnot. How do you test your downriggers to see what charge they're giving off? Can you go through
question.
That real quick?
Sure. You need a multimeter. You got to have a digital one if you don't have a black box, and you got to get away from the marina first thing because you're going to pick up a lot of stray current. So you want to be out in the fishing area.
Quick question on the multimeter. It's got like 50 different settings.
Do
you put the multimeter on?
You got to be able to read 12 volt scale. Okay. You're talking about reading basically a volt, 1 volt, So you get out there and what I tell people is you're going to connect the black wire basically to a ground on your motor someplace and the other one to your wire. And put the downrigger down about 10 feet and then get a reading, see what it reads. And, you know, if you're in there in that 0.6 to 0.8 range, you know, of 1 volt, you're probably good. We're not talking about a lot of power here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that seems to do that fish attraction where it gets them to turn their head, which is a whole, you know, another segment. But, and then the other thing you want to do is while you're doing that, turn everything on your boat and see if you peg your meter. Turn on your bilge pump. Turn on your lights. Turn everything else on. Key to radio. That's another good one. And see if it if you get any leakage onto that wire at all. So that's what will cause you to not catch fish.
And of course, the two big components to this are your zinc sacrificial anodes right on your boat's underwater metals and that stainless steel wire that's coming off your downrigger. So there's an electric potential right there because you got dissimilar metals in an electrolyte, which is salt water.
Right.
As your wire ages on your downrigger, it changes.
Green wire is not good.
Yeah, green wire.
or rust. No bueno.
Green wire or white caked on zincs are not good things.
Right. And if you take a metal brush to brush your zincs and clean them, guess what? You just killed that zinc.
Yep.
Okay. Don't touch them with anything except a pressure washer. Okay. You can clean them off, but the best thing to do is start off this season with fresh wire and fresh zincs. Go to our friend Lauren at Harbor Marine. He'll set you up with zincs and start someplace. And that's a great place to start.
And that's a good place to get your reading.
Yeah.
Because then you know, that's one of the nice things about
your
the
baseline.
Box. You can turn it to natural voltage. And if you got your boat in the water all the time, you can see where your zincs are at because you know where they are when they're new, and you start looking at it, and it'll actually tell you when you're starting to eat them up.
So. Right. And if your zincs are eating and they're not doing their job, guess what? Saltwater's doing its job on your boat's underwater metals, and you're looking at a big bill on down the line.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, big time. So, John, when you look at a boat, I mean, fishermen look at a boat differently than a lot of other users of boats, okay? Because we're setting up a workstation back there. We have a job to do, and our job is catching fish. Tell us a little bit about what you look for in a. I know what you look like in a boat. So tell us what you look.
Payback. Here we go.
tell us what you look for when you're considering setting up a boat for fishing.
You know, I look for the fishing area. How much room do I have? You know, I mean, is there enough room to walk around and get people on? If I put two or three people on one side of the boat, is the boat going to dip under? You know,
sure.
Is it going to take water on? Does the boat hit me at the knees on the gunnels or does it hit me on the thighs? Big difference for me. You know, I don't like boats that hit me low. I like to be up. Yeah. Cause I'm always reaching over your net and fish and stuff.
Sure.
I don't like to have that low flow. You know, running a lot of electronics, I like an area that I can mount a lot of electronics. You know, it's got to have a big enough dash that I can put a couple of units up there in my radios and stuff. So, and then it's got to have, you know, the right hole to be able to take the water that we fish in out here. You know, you definitely, if you're just fishing lakes and stuff, it's a whole different ball game than running out after tuna. You know, you want to be able to have that deeper V where you're going to be able to run through the chop.
If you're going to anchor, does it have an anchor locker?
That's a great.
Is it self-bailing? Yep. Do you got bilge pumps in there? You know, test the bilge pumps out. Make sure take a 5-gallon bucket with you. Throw some water on there. Make sure the bilge pumps are working.
Absolutely.
Bring your buddies with you. If you're going to take the family out in this boat, take the whole family up there. Yeah. Pile them all in there.
Just like you're going to fish it.
Just like you're going to fish it and then run around. Make sure it gets up on a plane. Make sure there's no crazy vibrations coming out of the engine. Just make sure the thing performs and try to get some wakes. Run that thing down the river. Try to get some tugboat, something you can jump this thing across.
Even if you have to go in circles a few times.
Yeah, there we go.
Cut back through the middle.
Make your own wake. See how that thing rides.
Go chase a tugboat.
And
that's great.
A little bit of wind. See how it handles in the wind getting into the dock, you know?
I mean, my advice is always, you know, don't buy a boat off a trailer. You know, get it in the water and run it. And that's what you get a chance to do at Boat Country today. Mm-hmm. I'm heading there right after the show. Boat Country at Dagmar's Marina right there in Everett. We'll see you there. I'll probably get there a little bit before 10 o'clock. So there we go.
You going to crank it up, man? You got a great stereo in there.
I do.
And
there won't be any Tony Orlando and Don at all. There won't be.
You promise?
No, there won't be. In fact, there we go.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
I'm really sure. I'm really sure. And I'm also sure we're up against a break.
It just gets me in the mood for fishing.
Yeah. Right. We'll be right back here on the Outdoor Line on 710 ESPN Seattle.